the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Wanna pop shit? I pop clips, bitch. I put my dick on your lips. Alabama split hammer slay quick that David Banner, damn array shit. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips.
Hey, it's 9:30. We are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Hey, it's time for pop clips.
Oh, you sounded pretty enthused. Look at you. Yeah. Hey, it's time for pop clips.
Did you have a Friendsgiving last week?
What?
Friendsgiving.
Is that where we all get together and watch an episode of Friends?
No, people do this where, you know, on Thanksgiving, you go to your family's house. Which, if it's like a big family, you probably hate like the majority of the people.
But then you have your own, a different Thanksgiving with just your friends. Like, that's fucking ridiculous.
Like a few days, usually I think... Like the Saturday after, you'd have a Friendsgiving where it's the same kind of like food and stuff, but you have friends over.
Tell these people they're assholes.
And I saw pictures of it, like Friendsgiving, and they had like a whole table of their friends. Everyone's like holding up a glass for a toast. I'm like, oh my God, I'd be miserable there.
And you know what? Fine. Then we're gonna have a fucking ceremony for everything. We're gonna have Foxgiving. Where me and some chicks get together, eat turkey, and fuck.
Oh, it's different.
It's the same thing. This is just for friends. No, this is for people I just have sex with.
Well, you're not going to invite all your friends to your mom's house.
Happy Foxgiving.
I mean, I don't have a big Thanksgiving. I've never had a big Thanksgiving. So
yeah, like, I can't relate. I go to my parents' house, we eat dinner.
Did you go there for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's where else would I go?
So what time do you get there?
Oh, I got there. You know what the thing is about it? I never know when to go because I'll ask my mom. Well, first of all, I'll ask my dad, like, hey, have mom call me, tell me, you know, when to come over. Never happens. So I call the next day, like, what time should I come over? And my mom's answer all the time is, whenever you want. Food's done. Food is done this morning. If you come on, I'm like, all right. And I got there like at 3.
Do you eat at the table or do you?
No, I eat at the table.
No, I thought, it sounds, I don't know. Does your father watch football?
Well, my father is a big sports fan, so he's always watching something.
So what do you do when he's watching football on Thanksgiving?
I'm eating.
But I mean, you're not eating the whole time.
Yep. I have like 18 helpings.
Like when you get there, what do? You just sit there with him and look at your phone or something?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, you know.
So you don't. What do you do when he's watching sports and you're over there?
You know, after I ate, I fucking went and laid down. I fucking took a nap. One of them fucking... I'm done.
But there was supposed to have been some point where you were sitting in the living room with them and the TV was on.
I never made it over there.
You never made it to the living room?
No.
Really?
Yeah, never made it. Didn't make it that far.
So you just sat down at the table right away?
Yeah, because the food has been done for hours. So like, all right. So they get there, let's eat.
Man.
And then when I was done eating, I was like, man, I don't know if I can lay down.
So you didn't see a second of football?
No. You know, they had football. I was like, did they still play that? Does that have football?
Huh. He had the TV on and you didn't see a second of it.
You don't know the setup of my parents' home, but it's on, the living room's on the one end, on the opposite end of the kitchen. So I just didn't, you know, get that, didn't go there.
You visit your parents, you don't go to the living room?
I didn't need to.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
Is there anything not weird about your life?
Probably not.
Was your father in the living room?
At some point, yeah.
So you just ignored him?
No, I didn't ignore him.
How many hours were you?
He didn't stay in the living room.
How long were you there total?
A couple hours, probably.
That's it?
Yeah. 2-3, I don't know.
So what time did you get there?
Probably around, I told you, like around 3, a little before 3.
So you went 3, so apparently you just walked right in, sat down and ate.
Yeah.
And then you took a nap and then you left?
Yeah.
Man, you're weird. You're a weird guy.
I don't want to hear about your Thanksgiving, so could we
look at, I wasn't going to tell you about it. Tell you what, though, a lot of football is involved.
All right, sounds good.
Woke up early and watched football. Then between games, I commuted.
You watched more football?
I commuted to my parents' house between games. Then I sat down and watched some more football. We had a TV by the table so I could watch while I'm eating. Even though my uncle's big giant head was in the way.
Oh, you know what I was thinking about? You know what you should put in your home? You get, like, one of those things that you could hang, you connect to the ceiling, and it's right in the middle of your living room, and it drops down, and you have four TVs together, creating like a box.
Yeah, bars do it all the time.
Yeah, no, I mean, you should do that in your
living
room.
You're acting like that's something new that no one's ever done.
Not for your living room.
Bars do that, and they make it look like a hockey arena scoreboard.
No, that, yeah, I know, but wouldn't that be cool for your home?
Yeah, I do that. I like to do that in my bar room.
That'd be awesome.
Because it's a mess down there right now, and I don't got any friends. Like, I had it all nice. You were down there.
Yeah.
But I have no friends. There's no one to come over.
A couple times I actually did come over, and we used your
like,
bar.
Literally twice. Yeah. And then the one time I was there by myself, I was down there by myself, like a sad guy, like with a, like a shot staring into my glass of whiskey, with some sad music. I'm like, the lights are going. There's like blinking lights, and music is playing. I'm just sitting here by
myself. Now you know why people kill themselves. Yeah.
It's miserable. The highlight of my Thanksgiving was my grandmother having one slipper and one shoe on when she came over.
She was shabooty.
And she stole my mom's glasses when she left.
She's a crook now.
Well, she's got Alzheimer's. Yeah. So.
Did she think they were her glasses, or she just knew, like, I'm fucking taking these glasses?
Beats me. And then she starts falling asleep at the table. Oh, I'm tired.
I can relate.
And then we said, well, what time do you usually go to bed? Keep in mind, she goes to bed at like 4 or 5 o'clock usually. 6 o'clock, like super early she goes to bed. I stay up like midnight every day, she says. Liar.
I don't know. She might have just been remembering the past, though, when she did do stuff like that.
I have no idea. I would like to know. It's interesting. What goes through a person with dementia or Alzheimer's mind? Like, what do they comprehend?
You know what?
And there's like times where they seem to like be right with. Like, they remember things. They know things or say. And other times, just like, what are they talking about?
I think, it's pretty much a jumble. You know, like, all the information's there. It's just, it's so mixed up and disorganized that nothing coherent's really going to come out. It's a real struggle. And sometimes things kind of fall together right, and, you know, she's good.
She refuses to bathe, and it's like, but if you say something, she's like, I just bathed yesterday. Meanwhile, it's been like a year.
Yeah, like, she remembers. Like, I remember when I used to bathe every day. So that's probably what's in her head. Like, what are you talking about?
That's a mess over there. She needs, like, a full-time nurse.
Yeah, you know what?
You need someone to physically, like, grab her. Like, that's it.
Well, yeah.
You get a fisticuff with an old lady because you're trying to get her to bathe. Anyways, this is Pop Clips.
I was thinking before, I know Pop Clips and all, but that might even, depending on how your body holds up, it might be a fucking blessing if your mind starts to go. Because imagine if your body's just falling apart and you can't do anything, you'd have to go into a home, but your brain is fully functional. Wouldn't that be the worst form of torture?
I guess you have to choose. If you have to choose one or the other.
That would be torture. You're perfectly fine in your head, but you just falling apart, can't do shit. You can't function by yourself.
Ideally,
you want everything to fall apart at once. I've heard a doctor say that before. Like, really? You want to be perfectly healthy until you're like 85 and just everything crash at once and you'd fucking drop dead.
There's people, like, the 85-year-old guy seems really good and all of a sudden he's just gone.
Yeah, like, that's what you want, though. You want, like, listen, you want everything to fall apart at once and you just live a perfectly good life, perfectly functional, and then fucking drop.
In your late 50s or something.
Well, no. That's we're talking about, like, dying of old age, not, you know, illnesses.
I mean, what about those people who have strokes and they're like 53?
Yeah.
And they're like, they're screwy the rest of their lives. And they could live another 30 years.
I mean, sometimes you can get some function back. It really depends.
Yeah, it depends how long your brain was without blood, you know?
Yeah. All right. Let's do the clips.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, our friend Kimberly Wazinski has a message for all her YouTube fans.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You know what I'm thankful for?
Why are you so angry?
I know.
You know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful that you watch the shit I put up every day.
She sounds really angry. You know what I'm thankful for, motherfuckers? Alright.
For watching me, like, all the time, like, supporting me. I've been on that channel since 2008. I was, like, maybe 13 or 15. I don't remember. I was, like, young.
Kind of a big gap.
But I'm 22 now.
You know what? For next week,
we have to find, like, vintage.
Yeah, I want to see 13-year-old Kimberly, what she was like.
I bet you, like, functionally, exactly the same.
You think?
Like, she hasn't changed at all.
It'd be interesting to see, because she wouldn't be complaining about her freedom, because she'd be 13.
Yeah.
13-year-olds don't really expect freedom, I don't think.
They want it, but...
Some do. There's some runaways.
23 on January 13th. My birthday's coming up. Yeah. But I just wanted to, like,
finally, should thank be turning 23.
I know.
And I know I should say, like, I'm thankful for my...
I was thinking the other day. Remember when I used to say that 22 was the perfect age?
Did it go up since you're older than 22?
Well, I was dumb. I was naive then. 22 okay. is not the perfect age because you're an idiot at 22. More like 35 is like the perfect age.
You understand that your perfect age is going up?
I'm over 35, so.
Pretty soon. You know what? 72 is like the perfect age. It really is.
I suppose. Well, you know, you're done working, and but you still got a good 15 years left if you're lucky, and I guess that you could make a case for 70 being the perfect age.
Maybe.
Because say you retire like 68 or something, so you're 70, you could live if you're healthy.
And let's say you'll live another 15, 20 years. Let's say you actually have money. You're not Social Security isn't a problem.
You planned correctly.
Yeah, like you have money, and it's like, shit, I can live another 20 years, and now I'm gonna travel. I'm gonna, you know, do what I want.
My grandmother lived 20 years after he retired.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Sounds good. That's something to shoot for.
Yeah.
Come on, Kimmy.
Family. I mean, I am, but at the same time, I just don't like how we had our fights and everything, and how I'm not
I thought you were thinking people.
Out yet, yeah. And that's what I want to do.
She wants to fight. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
So, I mean, I am thankful for them, that I have them.
And why are you thankful for your family if you hate them so much and they're controlling your life?
Well, I'm so thankful for them.
It's weird. I mean, I'm from her point of view. Her point of view is not necessarily right, but I'm just saying, if your point of view is they're keeping me here as a prisoner, why are you thankful for that?
They love and care about me and everything, there you go. But they need to let me be on my own, you know? And I'm thankful for my job, like if it wasn't for my own, you know? And I'm thankful for my job. They need to let me be on my own, you know? And I'm thankful for my job, like if it wasn't for me be on my own, you know?
All right,
and
all right.
I'm thankful for my job, like if it wasn't for
If it wasn't for that 6 hours a week,
mom,
that job, yeah.
I wouldn't have had that job because I stayed at her house for a week in May.
Because
I was
heard.
Dealing with family problems, and she said, if you live with me, you gotta get a job. So I got a job, and that was July 5th when I started
something.
There.
Yeah, I remember
so
those
I've
days.
Been there for like 4 months.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I've met so many nice
I know,
people
it's
there.
So funny. In her mind, this is
work
some accomplishment.
If you go by full time, she's worked there for
but
a half
I met
week.
Some other new people as well, so I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful for music.
Yeah.
Thankful for some friends that been in my life. I mean, I know I've said that I don't have any, but I do, but I just never get out of the house, and that's what I hate.
I don't know what it's up,
so, yeah.
But she looks totally different.
What are you guys thankful for?
I don't know if it's the lighting, or she's not wearing makeup, or what. Or she is wearing makeup? I don't know, but this looks like an entirely different person.
I don't
know. If you just said this wasn't Kimmy, I'd be like, okay, I wonder who this
me,
chick is.
But, thankful.
I know. You know what? That's some kid shit right there. I'm thankful for... Just fucking let's eat. I'm thankful for this.
She wasn't at the kitchen table. She was like,
for that.
Apparently, she's doing duets now with YouTube users. Now, I don't know if these are planned or if she just steals their stuff and does it.
Yeah. It's
it
not...
seems like they steal. She steals their videos and does it.
Is that what you think? Because
I don't
there's
know.
A split screen with her
but it looks
and
like
some
it's
other
a, it's
chick.
An app called Smule.
So she's just stealing another YouTuber's feed
but I don't
and
know.
Singing with it.
I
or,
don't know how it works.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Is the other YouTuber a part of it? Is there anything written?
They seem to just be singing. They don't seem to be, like...
interacting?
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is the singing portion, so of course they're just going to be singing. No one. Do you expect them to say, "Hi, Kim"?
The Smule app.
I am kind of curious though. Is she just hijacking them?
I guess they're karaoke apps, but I don't know which one she used in particular.
Yeah. It kind of changes it.
You might have, maybe the people. You know what you people do? Maybe they post on. I don't know. They might post on Smule and say, "Hey, anyone can duet with me if they want."
I'm kind of thinking, you know what? I'm kind of thinking the other people don't know she's doing it.
I don't know.
this person, who would willingly, you know, kind of
I have a couple
join forces?
This one is her doing Good For You by Selena Gomez. Not with Selena Gomez, but with Morgan Brown 73, who will start off the singing in this tune.
Who's actually really hot.
So now there's a split screen with both of them.
With a really hot chick and Kimmy.
And Kimberly doesn't want to be in a split screen with this girl, I'm telling you.
I know, because you look like shit. Because this chick is so fucking hot.
Not a very good singer, though.
Yeah, I mean. But it doesn't matter. She's so hot, I'm sure she has a shitload of
views. It's your typical hot girl syndrome. No one's ever told her that she's a shitty singer.
Everyone, like, oh my god, that was so good.
Oh, there goes Kimberly.
Yeah, but oh my god, Kim looks like a greasy fucking mess next to her. She does look pretty greasy.
The Morgan Brown, though, it's a bad angle because you can see, like, right up her nostrils. I see her brain.
I see a little dot.
I see Kimberly's brain, too. It's very small.
But yeah, it's as you said, hot girl syndrome. Everyone tells her how fucking talented she is. And what backs it up is all the views and subscribers she probably has just because she's a really hot chick, so dudes are going to subscribe.
And I've always
said
it. And
it just reinforces her, her belief.
People like to brag about their subscribers, but subscribing to YouTube is such a, it's a nothing.
I clicked a button.
Yeah. It means nothing.
No, I'd never have to watch
you
again.
It doesn't mean I'm engaged. I have like 50, I'm subscribed to like 50 accounts. I look at two of them.
The mix is weird too because Kimmy is like drowning out the other lady.
She said, do my hair up real nice. Meanwhile, her hair's all greasy.
I know. She looks like she hasn't showered in a week.
You know, sometimes she forgets to shower, Mark.
That is true.
That's a quote. So then she also does, this is like the third song time she's done this song. Cool for the Summer, my favorite song. And she does this one with, I don't even know who this is with. Oh, Jerry, what the fuck is this?
It's a kind of foreign name.
Jerilyn Lizing. Jerilyn Lizing. J-E-R-L-Y-N-L-I-S-I-N-G. So it's something Sing. Jerilyn Lizing. Jerilyn Lizing.
Whatever.
And Kimberly Ann, 54.
Again, quite the contrast between the two. Tell me what you want, what you
like, it's okay. This girl put a ton of effects on her voice.
Yeah.
Kimberly has no effects on her voice.
No, there's a little bit of
effects. Oh, yeah, she got a little auto-tune on there.
Yeah.
She put a lot of work in this bullshit.
I know. You know what? She needs to invest in a proper microphone. Because she's still using that shitty, the ones that kind of hang off the headphones.
They both are holding their the wire. Like they don't understand. They don't need to hold it up to their mouth.
I am a little scared, I gotta be honest with you.
This video is completely useless.
Yeah.
Probably the song is about two chicks fucking. When we reviewed the song the other day, we didn't really mention that.
Well, you know, it's not what it's about.
It is.
Listen, it's about whatever you want it to be about. That's the whole point of music, man. It's how you feel about it.
Whatever, man. It's about two chicks fucking.
It's about whatever you want. If it could be about two dudes fucking.
It's not, because he talked about Cherry. Cherry's a girl thing.
Cherry's a... What, only girls can eat cherries?
As a double entendre, cherry is for women, not men.
They say popping cherries, even if a dude is sometimes, yes. They'll say losing his virginity.
I don't think it's totally accurate. Next up, we have a...
There's no cherries involved. So
documentary
you're right.
About Grace Neutral, a tattooed-covered alien princess.
Neutral. Does that mean she's gender neutral?
I have no idea.
I'm Grace Neutral. I'm 26 years old, and I'm a hand-poked tattoo artist. I was like kind of an old.
I just like to say this is a pretty hot chick who ruined herself.
Yeah, she's like really hot, and
Here's what she's doing.
She's like an insane person.
She'll talk about what she did. She has a full body tattoos. She carves skin off of her face. So there's squiggly lines on her forehead and then a little like hole in the middle. She's got some nose piercing. She got a dye put in her eyeballs so they're purple permanently. She has purple eyes.
Yeah, and I think it's the white part of the eyes that's colored. Yeah. So it's not like, it's an eyeball tattoo. It's not like I'm wearing purple contact lenses. No, the white of your eyes is purple.
Yep. And she's like, it gets gross too, but listen.
Weirdo in school, and I was really interested in tribal culture, and like my mom's an artist, and she had all of that artists. In her art.
These artists, kids, man, they get screwed up so often.
I know.
Beauty out there that didn't
she did
exist.
Nothing except fuck herself up.
One guy was holding my tongue out.
So her tongue's cut in half.
She did that, where they split it, and it's like the snake's tongue.
And then I got my ears done. Got them pointed like a pixie. Then
she looks like a Vulcan. She has Vulcan ears.
Gesture, she has no navel.
A very long time ago, I set it in resin in a heart shape and gave it to someone who I thought was special.
So she had
her fucking navel removed?
They just take out that part and then they sew it up, I guess. So she had her belly button removed. Then she put it in resin and gave it as a gift to some person she was in love with.
Shaped into a heart. Oh my man, she is fucking nuts.
You know, we talked about gifts the other day. You know.
Yeah, that is something not gift. To give for Christmas.
That's my belly button. I put in resin for you. It just shows that I love you.
Thanks.
But it gets sicker.
You know what's funny? I saved my foreskin. Here you go. Mm-hmm. I made it into a ring. Put that on.
Remember when Houston, the porn star, had a labiaplasty? And
she saved it.
And it looked like a piece of tiny bacon in resin. It was gross. Vagina isn't the most attractive thing in the world
anyway. I
think
she wanted to sell it, but she got in trouble because
you can't sell human body parts.
Yeah.
I think she gave it away for... Yeah, she wanted to give it away to one of her fans.
Got trouble for it.
She vanished, Houston, the porn star.
She kill herself?
I went on this journey, I guess. I had to prove
from far away, she looks attractive. Like, hey, look at that attractive chick.
Well, I mean, she should be a really attractive girl, but she screwed herself up so much. You know what I'm really looking forward to? The future. Imagine her as an old lady. She's going to look like a fucking ghoul. Mm-hmm. A wrinkly old lady.
With pixie ears.
With fucking Vulcan ears, shit carved out of her forehead, head-to-toe tats. She's going to look like a fucking monster. And it's going to be awesome. But you know she's not going to live that long. She'll probably kill herself or something.
I was really lucky to be asked to walk for the Ashley Williams show in London Fashion Week. It's not something I have ever done anything like that before. I'm a tattoo artist first and foremost. Like, that's my bread and butter.
My bread and butter?
I will tattoo is done not like any
regular
tattoo.
What's your bread and butter, Mike? Mark?
My bread and butter?
Mike.
What?
I was talking to myself. You stay out of this, Mark.
Are you fantasizing that she's talking to you? Is that what you're doing? It's kind of sad.
What's your bread and butter? I just like that British accent.
It's done by an injection, and they inject the ink under the layer over the white of the eye, and the ink just sits in between that layer, and that's it. This is a scrapbook that I made.
The most interesting thing is, listen to this.
I woke up
crazy.
The next day and I opened my eyes for the first time to see them completely.
It gets
purple.
Really gross in a minute.
It's pretty exciting. Right, here it is. This is the skin from my face that we peeled off my cheek, which I then ate.
Why would you eat that? She ate herself.
She peeled the skin off her face and then ate it.
She's so fucking nuts.
I know.
And you know what? In today's world, you can't say that she's
nuts
either.
Well, certain people will say that you can't, you know.
Yeah, there's people. Unfortunately, the certain people are the ones who get televised.
But the most people.
For most people, you're fucking nuts. You're a fucking crazy person.
I mean, what percentage of families, if you bring this girl home for the holidays, is going to be like, aren't going to say something behind you, are going to just think it's totally, totally normal.
If I bring her home for Halloween, like, oh my God, that looks so good.
And then you bring her, you get him over for Halloween, and then you, Thanksgiving, like, why do you still have your Halloween costume on?
I'm not.
Grace neutral, tattoo covered alien princess.
This isn't a costume. Please pass the bread and butter.
why not, eh? When in Rome. I guess I do kind of a niche-y style.
Oh, you think?
In the way that I tattoo, because I don't use a machine, I just tattoo with a tattoo needle and a stick. I'm working on a friend, Miranda.
Oh my god. So she's a tattoo artist, which is her bread and butter. And
she uses a stick.
Yeah, she's just a scratch. That's what kids used to do in school. They'd use a pin.
Or that's what they do in prison. She does like custom prison.
But I remember kids in school give themselves. They'd disappear for a little while, but they'd tattoo themselves in class when they were bored. I'm like, that's kind of weird. That's what she does. She's just taping a needle onto a stick.
She's crazy.
At the moment, he's letting me do her full torso, and I've already completed a sleeve on her. I love tattooing my friends. It's like one of the most rewarding things I think I ever do.
All these idiots are going to have hepatitis because who knows if that needle's, you know, clean.
Are you properly sterilizing that needle?
Yeah, there's laws. You should be using a new needle every time.
She probably doesn't.
I have a set up at home always.
Actually,
so I can tattoo and
she is in another country.
This girl's topless, but they got her nipples taped up.
I know, that's just fucking
have
bullshit.
Everything I need to.
They might have different laws over there.
Probably not.
Do you feel like any other extreme modifications will catch on, like tattooing has, for example?
Quite hard to say, really. Each time I get another modification, it makes me feel a bit more like myself.
Mm-hmm. So this is American hanging out over there, I guess.
Well, yeah, this listen, I gotta do that so I can feel more like me, because the real me is
tattoo
a monster.
Tattoo covered with stuff taken out of me.
Yeah, and flesh carved out of me and shit, and my navel
The
removed.
Real me's a pixie, which is an imaginary creature, but I feel like I'm one of those.
Well, I identify as a fucking pixie, so you can shut the fuck up. I'm gonna graft wings to my back. That's next.
It's so refreshing to meet, like, people who are a little bit young.
Well, it's like R. Kelly. He believed he could fly, and then he jumped off a building.
Yeah, and he was right.
He could fly. We all thought he was going to die.
I know.
He flew away.
We all thought he was an asshole, but no, he proved us wrong.
He flew off. Yeah. Haven't seen him since.
Younger than me, who I kind of see, like, a bit of myself in you.
Yeah, I'm sure it is really refreshing to be a crazy person and then to run into another crazy person.
Oh,
makes you feel so good.
The internet loves that.
In myself, you know?
That's what the internet's all about. They all feel like they're alone. And then they meet other crazy people, and all of a sudden there's, like, a little community of crazies.
Just
fucking idiots.
Imagine if everyone was themselves, how different
everyone's themselves.
Who isn't themselves? Are you not yourself, Mark?
No, of course I'm not myself.
You're yourself to your own whatever. Detriment.
Exactly.
It hurts you that you're yourself.
Yeah,
you should be somebody
I know.
Else. Life would be way better, probably.
I know. I wish I wasn't me.
If I was someone who was, you know, more driven and outgoing, man, my life would be better.
You know how fucking weird I am.
Yeah, I'm lazy and I avoid humans. That doesn't get me anywhere. I'm being myself. Fuck that. I don't want to be me anymore.
Well, she's trying to achieve self-actualization.
Mm-hmm.
And how refreshing it would be to walk out the door every day and the people that you would meet and you wouldn't... No one would be scared.
I'm scared. My son would cry if she showed up.
The only thing that's important is...
You want to make children cry? Is that your goal in life?
Dad, are you dating a tattoo-covered alien princess?
Look, imagine if you're a little kid and she comes up, hello, oh god! I'd run screaming.
Also, why is she an alien? She's still from the planet Earth.
No, because, listen, she wants to be fucking special, and the real her is her being different from everyone else. And I need to show everyone
myself.
How fucking special I am. I'm not like you.
Yeah.
That's why I'm an alien. I'm not like regular people. I'm better.
Speaking of aliens, we are back on Scott Buchanan's YouTube page, Burn My Goat Guy, and...
Well, first, I carved out some of my gut, and then I tattooed my balls. So, I mean, I'm working on becoming the real me.
Now, because he hasn't really posted much lately, we went back to the archives. This is the very first video he has on his YouTube.
Vintage Scott Buchanan.
From May 8th, 2013.
1982.
And he's with his daughter, who, by the way, he's got kids, I guess.
Yeah, you would never know, because he doesn't mention them. He mentions his gross wife or girlfriend, whatever.
Oh, my God. She is so gross. He posted a picture of them on the beach.
Oh, it wasn't pretty.
She is... Oh. Yeah.
You're at a loss for words. You got to see for yourself.
Fucking gross, man. Fucking gross. All right, here's Scott Buchanan. This is his demo sermon with his daughter, Christina.
Good morning, I'm Scott, and this is my daughter, Christina. And I want to talk to you today about faith. A lot of people in the Bible have to have faith.
In the Boggle. That game?
God says, with faith, you can move mountains. You have to have faith the size of a mustard seed. A mustard seed is about yay big. Christine, do you have faith?
No.
You don't have faith? Why?
Because we live in a shithole.
You don't believe things will happen?
My dad's a fucking scumbag.
Why?
Look around. Yeah, that's why. Look around you.
You have to hear about faith. You want to hear about some people that have faith in the Bible? Okay, let's start with Noah.
Oh, you know, one day Noah was sitting around.
How old is that kid?
Who can tell? I don't know.
Her head's as big as his. She's got one of those pacifiers in.
Yeah, it's strange.
He hears his voice.
It's just so funny.
Noah!
You claim you have all this faith, and that's all you need, and you're moving mountains. You fucking live in a trailer. You're some fucking hillbilly, white trash scumbag. Good thing you have all that faith, huh?
Yes.
Really paying dividends.
Noah, it's me, God.
What the hell's he doing?
That's his impression of God. This is me, God. This is what I sound like.
We've been listening to this guy for a year or two, and he's always been the Burn My Goat guy. But here's a video back from almost exactly 2 years ago, December 4th, 2013. He was the Wandering Mind, formerly What Burns My Goat. But the thing is he went back to What Burns My Goat, so he switched it back.
Yeah, I guess he changes it up every now and
then. But this is where he's explaining why it's not the Wandering, or not the Burn My Goat anymore.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Wandering Mind, formerly known as What Burns My Goat. We're changing up things a little bit for What Burns My Goat. The page, The Wandering Mind, was actually started on Facebook by me in September of 2011. And then I used to post views about certain subjects that, you know, really caught my...
He's mumbling more than ever in
this video. Wait, we'd be Wandering Mind. No, we're My Goat.
Express views, expressing views.
Express views, like in the express line at the store, because I only have 8 items, and it says you need 7.
You're making too much sense. I can hear what you're saying. You gotta mumble even more than that.
My attention and stuff. And then when I made Whisper My Goat, I took a bunch of stuff.
It sounded like he said Whisper My Goat.
Well, I decided to go back to The Wandering Mind instead of taking a bunch of subjects. I'm just going to take one subject and put a point of view on it. And I welcome all comments.
No, you do not, sir.
I put on the page.
He welcomes all comments, but I'm almost positive he hasn't got one comment on all of his...
The thing is, you don't welcome all comments, because my comments would be, shut the fuck up, you're an idiot.
He's got 12 subscribers, 339 videos.
Mine. And it will bring you to my Facebook page.
And this video has been up for 2 years? Yeah, what is that? 7 views? And probably 2 of them are us.
He's your host. I'm Scott Buchanan. I'm your host.
Scott Buchanan. You guys, I'm a host. And sometimes I'm sorry because I'm a little drunk or high. And it's like, damn me. Okay.
Going back to early on, May 10th, 2013, this is his second sermon where he tells us how he's working for the Lord. This is early Scott Buchanan.
Well, I mean, I work for the Lord, but he didn't have much in the way of insurance plans or pay. So, I mean, I have to subsidize my income. Supplement, that's not it. Yeah.
Hey, how y'all doing? This here's Preacher Scott, and we're going to talk to you about working for the Lord. And today's verses are going to come out of Colossians 3:23.
Did he have a stroke?
I don't know.
It's whatever you do, work at it with all your heart.
I assume that he's highly medicated.
Yeah, me too.
Probably on prescription pills.
He's like super
I'm sure
high.
He thinks he's got a bad back or something and got some doctor to...
Well, yeah.
To get him a prescription.
Working for the Lord.
My back hurts. I can't work, but you know what? I'm a hard worker.
That's why I had to retire from the flea market vendor game.
You know, I'm a really hard worker, and if I could work, I'd do it.
Got to sit in those chairs, all that chair all day and wait for someone to come by and buy something.
My back's too messed up. I can't do it.
You have to haul all your stuff in every week.
Y'all have chores to do at home? You know, little jobs like helping around with laundry, washing dishes, cleaning your room. Lots of kids have to do...
Is he talking to a kid or us? I don't know.
Work around the house.
My mom's not making me clean my room, you know, these days.
Including a girl named Janie. You know, everyone in Janie's house has jobs to do. And Janie's job was to sweep the back hallway. You see, people would come in the back door after working outside and track dirt.
Back door, do you know what I mean?
So Janie had to sweep up the dirt, put it in a dustpan, and then bring it outside to the trash barrel. Well, one day Jenny was sweeping the hall, and she just didn't feel like bringing the dirt outside of the trash barrel. So she lifted up the corner of the rug, and, well, she swept the dirt under the rug. A lot of us do that.
This
once
is some
in a
sermon,
while, don't we?
Reverend. Then she went out, Scott.
Here's something that you've all heard a million times: the sweeping it under the rug analogy.
Well, a little later, her mom went in the back hall, and she noticed a lump in the rug. She's like, "Oh."
I feel like Scott Buchanan's one of these guys who, he is. He's always doing different things because nothing works, so he just tries something new. Like, that didn't work.
Try a new scam, yeah.
Yeah, so he's way done with that. Doing sermons, I guess, because we haven't seen one of those in a while.
Yeah.
Here's a sample of The Wandering Mind from December 6, 2013. He talks about working at home, something that he really knows. He doesn't leave the house, so this is something he knows
working
about.
Working at home, or thinking about working at home?
Here's
some pros and cons about working at home. You know, everybody wants to have you sign up with their websites and all this and that, and then when you go to sign up with them, you end up having to pay for being with them. Well, if the website
is almost unintelligible,
then why should you have to pay for them in order for you to make money? I mean, that's kind of crazy. Okay, as far as I go, I'm an affiliate marketer. I'm a blogger. I have my own ebook website where I sell ebooks, and I do surveys. Well, let's break this down. If you're an affiliate marketer, you sign up with stuff like ClickBank, Commission Junction, which is
this an instruction manual how to be a scumbag?
Share a sale. All
right, I'm with you. Okay.
ClickShare and stuff like that. And then you go into the people's web links and you click and you get an affiliate number. You have to have a PayPal account for most of this, which is really cool because it's all free to sign up and join with us. But some of the products that you may want to promote,
I like watching
his
eyes.
Be approved to promote them, and some you'll get declined on.
His eyes always look crazy.
Your website doesn't fit their criteria. The pros about being an affiliate marketer is that you can promote whatever you want, which is really good.
Huh?
The con of it is
that the one pro of being that is you can promote whatever you want.
To do affiliate marketing, you have to have a minimum balance.
Minimum.
In your account before they'll cut you a check. So until you make...
He complained about this before, remember? He had a video before where he's like, I don't like how they have minimum balance.
I don't understand because I want my money.
He earned it.
I earned it fair and square. I suckered my friends, my family, all into buying some bullshit. I don't even think it's real. That money's mine.
I have no clue how he ever made any money.
I know.
Doing this stuff. It doesn't make any sense. I guess we have one more. This is a newer one from back in June. Now it's June 2014. What do your dreams mean?
Hey, how you doing? My name's Scott. And have you ever had a dream and wondered, what does it mean?
I'm going to explain it to you.
I can tell you what your dreams mean. I can interpret your dream with you just telling me simple things like flying.
He's a dream interpreter.
Or you're on a train. Or if your dream has color,
you know, he just
like
found a
blue,
book
green,
about dream interpretation, and so you send him shit, he'll look it up.
He sells these shitty e-books.
Yeah, it's just some book about dream interpretation, and he'll just read through it.
This means that you're nervous about jumping.
And I'll be able to send you an email with your report. To see a sample email, just go to our About Us page at whatdoyourdreamsmean.webs.com. The link is down below. And check us out.
Check us out.
One of these websites still exists.
If you're wondering, if you just, like, you know, if you have dreams where you're...
Oh, he doesn't have that website anymore. He got rid of it.
You have dreams where you're fucking, like, really, really hot chicks. We're like, what does that mean? You know?
So he already...
You gotta figure it out.
He already gave up on the, Unfortunately, already gave
no, no. I, listen, I didn't give up. I achieved my dream, you know, and there's no point going on anymore.
Yeah. So now, for the musical portion of today's program, I have two songs, a compare and contrast, as we like to do. Starting off, the number one single for this week in 1962 was...
The year you were born.
Yes, in 1962, this week in 1962, number one song in the country was Big Boys... Big Girls Don't Cry by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Cry.
Is that Big Galoot in here?
Don't cry.
That guy?
Yeah.
Love that guy. I could be in this band.
Where do I come in?
I don't think you can get as high as Frankie Valli. That's not even close.
Oh, come on.
Not even close to Frankie Valli.
Please.
Here I am. That was my spot. You like that? Some of my best work.
Still holds up.
Yeah, I watched the movie Jersey Boys. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
About this band.
Yeah.
It wasn't like...
Not interested. But.
It's actually good, and it's, I think I reviewed it before. Like, there's like, it's like a rated R movie.
Hmm.
There's swearing and violence and stuff.
I mean, that I like.
Maybe some sex, I don't remember.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're naming all good things, so. Still probably won't ever watch it.
It's weird that a guy would decide to sing like this.
But that was a different time.
Well, Adam Levine sings pretty high.
Yeah.
I'm surprised a guy sings like this. Silly girl.
I always picture the porcupine from Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas when I hear that.
Silly girl.
He was just a skinny guy, though. He was just a bass player.
Some dudes have deep voices, man. Like the guy from Crash Test Dummies.
Baritone. Now, there's another song that came out a few years ago by Fergie Ferguson. And it's called the same thing, Big Girls Don't Cry.
Huh.
It's a little bit different, though. Da, 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 da.
Don't cry, yay, yay.
Remember when Fergie pissed herself on stage?
Yeah.
That was fun.
That's a sweat.
That's hot.
Wasn't she really... She's like a fucking crackhead or
that's
something,
like a
right?
Little,
or she's like
then,
a math
she,
or something.
Then, yeah. She, you know, little kids do that. Like, I'm just sweating. You just pissed yourself.
I'm this... My dick gets really sweaty. I didn't piss myself. You know, it's hot in here. Shit.
I could never really tell if I thought Fergie was attractive to me.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
Well, not really. Like, her face is a little weird.
Man.
I don't know. Serenity.
Girl.
Let them join in. Let's mash into a mash job.
Don't cry, yeah, yeah. They don't cry.
Silly girl.
I gotta say, the first one's better.
You think so?
Yeah. There's more to it. You got the high guy, you got the low-talking guy, her,
yeah,
it's just, you know, she's just doing her own
thing. Just whining about how she got dumped or some shit.
Don't cry, yay, yay.
They don't cry.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the other one's better. I mean, it's hot that she pisses herself, but...
Yeah.
Hmm. She can't piss herself all the time, that gets old.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I know you pissed yourself, that's cool, but you do that every fucking time. First time you do it, it's like, oh shit, look at this.
Yeah. And to finish up this week, I wanted to play this song because he played a Super Bowl halftime show.
Did the Super Bowl happen already?
Not Super Bowl. Thanksgiving Day game halftime. Mark would have saw if he would actually went to.
I thought I missed a Super Bowl.
If Mark would have walked into the living room, he would have saw the football.
But that was my choice not to enter the living room.
Yeah. This song is called Country Girl, Shake It For Me by Luke Bryan. Which my brothers and I were yelling about how horrible he was, and my mom and sister got angry at us because they think he's great. This guy was controversial in the country world because...
Yeah, girl.
You might know about Outlaw Country, like Waylon Jennings. You've heard of him, right?
Yeah, heard the name.
Willie Nelson, stuff like that. Well, he said that those guys were all cokeheads, and he's not an... He's like, a lot of people want to, you know, talk about going back to the old days. Well, I'm not an Outlaw Country guy. I'm not on cocaine like Waylon Jennings.
It sounds like your country expression is you just holding your nose.
Yeah. He said he sings about being on the farm and using his tractor and stuff like that.
Listen, I sang about real country issues. Not like these cokeheads.
I can kiss my, I want someone to kick this guy's ass.
I want everyone to get an ass kicking. Violence does solve things.
People say, doesn't solve anything.
It kind of does.
It solves a Luke Bryan problem.
Someone's got a big fucking mouth. You kick their ass. Problem solved.
By the way, this is not country music.
Well, did you hear a banjo?
I know,
you heard the banjo, correct?
You had a little banjo and talk about country girl.
Banjo.
Country.
Oh, if my name was Ben, I'd play the banjo and call it the banjo.
Well, plus this asshole has two first names.
I'm gonna change my name to Mark Mikes.
Ryan Lukes.
Oh, whatever, man. Everyone likes shit anyway, so who cares?
I don't like them.
Yeah, who, you know, little girls. This is all for, I don't know, chicks and assholes.
Yeah, I don't
know. I could picture some dudes liking this.
Douchebag dudes and chicks.
Yeah.
All the people who go to these concerts and they have a special outfit they put on for it.
Like, oh, yeah, they have their country
music concert.
They're normal
life, they're not
concert.
Wearing boots and hats, but they're going to a country concert, they got to put a costume on.
Yeah, they have their jeans and their cowboy hat and boots.
I mean, I guess I can't talk because I put a costume on when I go to football games, but...
I wonder if they have spurs.
You might as well. I don't know, you might not be able to get in with the spurs. Dangerous.
I don't know. You know what? I wanted to start wearing spurs.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it.
Yeah. HotJawWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend to listen to shit. Like the river flows, feel the kick drum down deep in your toes. All I want to do is get to holding you and get to knowing you and get to showing you and get to loving you before the night is through. Baby, you know what to do. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song.